I'm Ted Macy. I'm the development manager and program manager for MapShots.
Well, we're here at the MapShots Ag Studio Expo, prior to Info Ag Expo in St. Louis. And you talked about really the need for data management. And first of all, gave a kind of an overview of Ag Studio products. Tell us about that.
We've added a lot to the product suite. We've really we've done a lot of work to define specific sets of the product for specific markets. It's trying to get it more segmented, easier for an organization to pick exactly the parts that they want, because we've added so much functionality to everything that's there. So this was our first opportunity to have a chance to go through what that new product model is and the bundling options and kind of get some feedback from people if those are the right options.
Well, there's certainly a lot to it, but one of the things that's really important as far as data management is concerned is privacy. And how do you address that with your customers?
The data that is in the database belongs to our customers. We don't ever let any external use of it. And if a customer needs it exported for external use, they're making a conscious decision to do that. If it's a pro customer, it's their data, and the relationship is between them and the grower on how they treat the data. If it's a grower customer that's working directly with MapShots, it is explicitly their data.
When you store this data, of course, we store it on a cloud. What's different about your cloud?
At the pro level, every organization has their own private database. So we never commingle the data from two neighboring co-ops or competing entities or even partnering entities. We still don't commingle the data. And as it is in their own database, they can have a copy of that database for security. They can audit it and things at any point in time. We could not do that if all the data was commingled into a single database.
What are the recent enhancements that you talked about with Ag Studio?
We've added a We've added an incredible amount of functionality for being able to list resources for specific years, activate and deactivate machines, or especially land that you farmed in 2012, lost in 2013, and got back in 2014. Varieties that can be deactivated once you've now moved on to the next new set of varieties, So that's in the area of year specific, and we've also done a lot to make it so that for each individual grower, it's very easy to have associated with them the specific items they're interested in. So rather than an entire crop list for a location in Mississippi, they've only got two crops in their list because those are the two that they farm, and it gives them a much smaller pick list when they go out to their machines and things like that.
You talked a little bit about Ag Studio Select, which we're not going to have a specific presentation on here today, but tell us a little bit about that.
So that's the web version of our Ag Studio desktop, and it's an application that we've got a development team working on that just silently keeps improving it with very little fanfare. We do all the core work to make the best desktop product get better, and then the next time you turn around, they've added that functionality into the web as well. And so we felt like it was really time that we start letting the world know that application was out there. And I think at the end of the session, after I showed what some of his features were, I asked if anybody knew all of that, and there was not a hand in the room that went up. So people came out and picked up every Select brochure that we had on the table, and a lot of people were running it on their iPads during the presentation and pointing and elbowing each other on something that they didn't know was there. So.
That's what presentation today is all about. You talked about mobile applications and development of those.
So we call a mobile application an application that is disconnected from the internet, so you can synchronize data down to it. You can go out and do work with it without having an internet connection and then come back to the office and synchronize it back. Soil sampling and field boundary mapping is an ideal example of that. Even if you have an internet connection, a cellular connection at a lot of locations in a field, you're going to drop down into gullies and places like that you're going to lose it. And so there are some applications that just simply need to be able to run without having a connection at all. And that's what our mobile platform is.
Right. And Ag Director, you discussed that, and the Ag Director client, your new product there.
So Ag Director is a heavy lifting component on our back end server. Suffer silently. It has no user interface, no web exposure or anything else. It wakes up once an hour and it goes out and asks John Deere, do you have any data for me? And it goes out and it asks Raven, do you have any data for me? And it asks GeoVantage, do you have any data for me? And when they respond that they do, it pulls the data down, it automatically reformats it, imports it into the Ag Studio database, and it's there the next time the person logs in. That's a platform that is really enabling a lot of automation with all the new machinery clouds that are available, as well as imagery sources and agronomic analysis sources.
When you talk about it, it seems so complicated, but really you're very user-friendly.
Well, we try to be. In fact, we just brought a full-time person on board to help us with the user experience on it, somebody with a very strong technical background, but he's worked with a lot of different software, and he's actually spending time with some really large-scale growers out there that he is aware of through prior relationships that they have a lot of data and they don't do anything with it because it's been too hard. Mm-hmm. And so he's sitting down with them, working through that process with each of them to find out why is it too hard, what do we need to do to make it easier for you to be able to take advantage of your data. And these are not our, I mean, these are, obviously if they're using our software, it's easy to use, but these are people that are, you know, real life examples of having data from different colors of equipment and things like that. So we're trying to really focus on the user experience and making things simpler.
Well, you talked about all these different companies. Tell me about how you work with companies like John Deere and Raven.
We've got enough of a history in the industry. I'm usually described as a pioneer of precision ag. I've been at it 25 years now. We've got enough of a history that those companies, when they start to do something like this, they tend to reach out to us and say, we're thinking about introducing this as an API and we need to do a beta test of it. Would you be able to? And we've got a development architecture that makes us very responsive. Ag Director Service makes it very easy for us to write a very small component to talk to their stuff, and so we can usually give them very quick turnaround on a beta process. And we like that opportunity because we may make recommendations that, you know, if you would give us a date uploaded since or something like that, that would make the whole process a lot faster and easier. And so their product gets better because of it, and our customers get quicker access to it.
Well, in this realm, things move quickly, and it seems like what's new today is going to be old tomorrow. But you talked a little bit about what's next for Ag Studio.
So we've got some more business integration work to do, product inventory so that people can record details of product receipt. That'll help in the costing, business integration. We're improving our support for aerial imagery. We've had support for some time now for like the 5-meter resolution, but we're now down into 0.5-meter or even 5-centimeter resolution, and that's enough data that it kind of chokes our pipes, and so we're working on some tools to improve that. Commodity inventory is for at a grower level product is being enhanced to provide multi IP capabilities, identity preservation, traceability capabilities from the combine into the grain cart, into the truck, into the wet bin, into the dry bin, and things that we have not been able to do before. And then more work in the irrigation technologies. That's the irrigation companies are really starting to get tuned into technology, and we'll be there side by side with them on working through those.
Well, at this event, you've got mostly your current clients learning more about the abilities that Ag Studio has. But for those people out there who are not your current clients, what would you recommend to them to learn more about how Ag Studio can help them?
Hit our website, and it's got some pretty good pages on solutions. If you're interested in soil test sampling automation, if you're interested in variable rate items, if you're interested in business integration, there's some solutions out there. We've got a ton more information that we don't have out on the website yet, so drop us a note or pick up the phone and give us a call, and we can get you the specific information that you're interested in for your operation.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Here at the MapShots Ag Studio Expo in St. Louis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.